A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will look after and tend my sheep. As a shepherd tends his flock, when he finds himself among his scattered sheep, so will I tend my sheep. I will rescue them from every place where they were scattered when it was cloudy and dark. I will lead them out from among the peoples and gather them from the foreign lands. I will bring them back to their own country and pasture them upon the mountains of Israel, in the land's ravines and all its inhabited places. In good pastures will I pasture them, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing ground. There they shall lie down on good grazing ground, and in rich pastures shall be they pastured, on the mountains of Israel. I myself will pasture my sheep. I myself will give them rest, says the Lord God. The lost I will seek out, the strayed I will bring back, the injured I will bind up, the sick I will heal. But the sleek and the strong I will destroy, shepherding them rightly. Verbum Domini. Our reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given us. For Christ, while we were still helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person, though perhaps for a good person one might even find courage to die. But God proves his love for us in that, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How much more then, since we are now justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath? Indeed, if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, once reconciled, will we be saved by his life? Not only that, but we also boast of God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Verbum Domini.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus addressed this parable to the Pharisees and scribes. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep. I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance." Verbum Domini. We honor the charity, the love that Christ has for each of us on this solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And God says to us in the book of the prophet Jeremiah, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you." And this everlasting love that God has for us led him to become one of us in the Incarnation, to give himself to us in the Holy Eucharist, to nourish our spiritual souls, our spiritual lives, and to suffer and die for our salvation. In two passages in the Gospels, our foundational text for devotion to the Sacred Heart. The first is our Lord's invitation in Matthew 11, when he says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls." So our Lord, in his goodness, invites us to seek after his heart. And it's there that we will find rest, that we will find refreshment and strength in our spiritual lives. And the second passage is Christ's Sacred Heart being pierced on the cross by the soldier's lance in John 19. It was from his pierced heart that flowed the last drops of his saving blood mingled with water. And the heart is a particular focus for this devotion because it's the natural sign of love. And it's the symbol of Christ's love for us. And his heart is a symbol of charity, and it appears surrounded in flames because his heart is inflamed with a burning love for us. So the purpose of this solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus is to make a grateful return of that love back to God, to also make reparation for the insults, for the indifference, for the coldness in our hearts, to make reparation for the irreverence and sacrilege committed against the Lord, particularly in the Holy Eucharist, which is the whole Christ, with his human heart, which is still living and enkindled with love for us. And then also the purpose of this solemnity is to imitate the virtues that we see coming from the Sacred Heart of Jesus as their source. St. Margaret Mary Alacoque will always be linked to devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and our Lord revealed to her the secrets of his Sacred Heart. And in one of the most famous apparitions that she received, our Lord revealed his heart to her and said, "Here is the heart that has so loved men as to spare nothing, exhausting and consuming itself in order to prove its love for them. And in return, I receive from most of them only ingratitude." So how often do we take our Lord's love for granted? We can easily fall into indifference and ingratitude when we get wrapped up in attachments to material possessions and even develop unhealthy attachments to other people. We can also fall into complaining about what we don't have or about the crosses in our lives rather than thanking God for his countless blessings every day. One way to grow in our love for God and in our devotion to the Sacred Heart is to cultivate this virtue of gratitude. It's remembering the good things that God has done for us and expressing that to him in thanksgiving. As we grow in gratitude, we become more aware that everything we have is a gift from God. St. Paul asks in his first letter to the Corinthians, "What have you that you did not receive?" Every good thing is a gift from God. And sometimes it takes us a while to realize that something truly is a gift. Maybe it's a particular illness or a heavy cross that we've had to endure for a long time. Perhaps looking back, we can see how we actually grew in our faith during that period of time, or we prayed more fervently when we were suffering. But when the cross seems heavier in our lives, it can be easier to call upon God for help, and it's an occasion to deepen our trust in him. When the cross gets particularly heavy, we realize more clearly that we need God, we need his help, we need his grace to persevere. So we can grow in gratitude in response to all that the Lord has given us. And again, we seek to imitate those virtues that we see in his Sacred Heart. And two of those virtues in particular are humility and obedience. We see humility in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. He said, "I do not seek my own glory." St. Paul would say of Christ that he humbled himself. And true humility of heart manifests itself in words. Remember, our Lord said that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if we examine our speech, does it tend to glorify God, or does it tend to glorify and praise ourselves? We see the humility of Christ also not only in his words, but in the way that he lived his earthly life. He was born in a stable, in a cave. He lived for 30 years, largely unknown before his public ministry, and he suffered false accusations and a most humiliating death. Again, looking at our own lives, do we seek the praise of others, or do we seek to praise and glorify God by the way we live? And this virtue of humility combats our pride, and our pride is at the root of everything that we do that offends God. It blinds us and seeks praise for ourselves rather than for God. And the sin of pride is a destructive spiritual disease in our hearts and souls. We know that Christ came to heal our souls. He's the divine physician. And humility is the remedy for the wound of pride that afflicts us. And if we want to be healed of this spiritual disease, we have to humble ourselves before God and be humble toward one another. And it's the humility of our Lord that shows us the path that we must take to heal our souls. And it's particularly in the gift and the sacrament of confession that we get an opportunity to humble ourselves, right? To humbly accuse ourselves of our pride and our sins, and to allow the grace and the blood of Christ to wash and cleanse our souls, to heal us. It's in confession that the Sacred Heart of Jesus lifts us up and relieves our misery and our spiritual sickness. We also see the virtue of obedience in the example of our Lord's Sacred Heart. He said that he made the will of his heavenly Father his own. Remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed, "Father, not my will, but thine be done." And in addition, he would say, "For our edification, that I always do what is pleasing to him," right? That is to his heavenly Father. That's a great example to imitate, to seek to make the will of God our own and to always seek to please him, and to accept the circumstances of our life, submitting our hearts to the will of God. And Christ gave us the ultimate example of this by being obedient even unto death, death on a cross. This was for love of his Father and for love of us, to redeem us. Today is also a World Day of Prayer for the sanctification of priests. This was established by St. John Paul II as he invited everyone to pray for priests. And it's fitting to pray for priests today, especially on the solemnity of the Sacred Heart, as we recall the words of St. John Vianney that the priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus, right? It's particularly through the sacraments, especially in the Holy Eucharist, that Christ's love is made present and accessible through the gift of the priesthood that our Lord gave us. So we pray today that all priests might be more effective witnesses of Christ's love for us. You all are welcome to join us this morning in praying the rosary. It'll be at 8:15, so shortly after this Mass, we'll have a live televised rosary for the sanctification of priests. As we continue to celebrate this solemnity, we ask the Lord to grant us an abundant share of the graces that flow from his Sacred Heart and to increase our fervor with a greater love for him and for our neighbor.